Should probably keep on with that, but hold on. Let's just go for a couple verses here. Now, concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord. Virgins meaning, a maiden or an unmarried daughter. What do you do? I have a daughter that's unmarried. Nowadays, daughters just go off and do whatever the heck they want, right? Not so in the New Testament times. Not so with my daughter, as far as I'm concerned. I know by the law they can do whatever they want, right? But that doesn't stop me from trying to exercise my control. I'm not going to physically put anyone in chains, but on the other hand, I could put chains of the heart by love and by word. I will bind those I love to protect them. Make sure they marry the right person. I don't plan on softening on that one bit. Some things are not negotiable in my mind. People say, well, we'll see. So, he gives his judgment. As one that obtained a mercy to be faithful. He had obtained, he was faithful in many things, but especially in the fact that he was not married and he was faithful to it. It is good for the present distress. What's at hand right now. The things that were going on. That it is good for a man so to be. A virgin. It could be male or female. I said daughters before, but really it's either or. It doesn't matter. And he says, are you bound to what? Again, interestingly, he says this in the context of, in this present distress. Because I tell you what, troublesome, that's what I talked about before. Having kids, I think troublesome times come. Let's say, great economic turmoil. All kinds of, banks failing. I mean, we already have that. But I mean, let's say they're always like, oh, it's going to get worse. Okay, I don't know if it's going to get worse or not. I frankly don't care. I find that not much has changed in my life because I don't watch the news. And I suppose that would, I guess I check out Newsweek and other publications from time just to see what are they flipping out about these days. Always flipping about something. Something's always going on. Everything's going wrong. I mean, I tell you the truth. The country has to go down the tubes sometime because ever since I was a child, they've been telling me how we're going to go down the tubes. And, seems like time is about ripe, right? Doesn't it? I mean, since I was a kid, Social Security was going to fail. I mean, I'm talking about when I was 12. I remember, because I was into this kind of stuff as a kid. I was a political science major. I was going to be a politician someday. God had other plans. I was called, see, that's my point. I was called a college dropout. So I do not seek a college degree. Or man's approval. I was called rejecting my teachers. That's interesting. Now I think about it. I went to school. I rejected the education they were offering me. I rejected my teachers. I was called a rejecter of teachers of the earth, of philosophers, of religious teachers. I was called a rejecter of those things. I will abide in that calling. So in the midst of these troubles, do you have a wife? Don't seek to be free from her. Are you loose from wife? Seek not a wife. Again, in the calling you're in. But, and if thou marry, thou hast not sent me. I've told people this. I'm like, they really want to get married. I'm like, maybe the best thing you could do is just not care so much about it. Though granted, when I found a wife, I really wanted to find a wife, but she appeared from a place I did not expect. I had my own plans of how I was going to go on all these first dates and maybe just phone calls, get introduced to girls and eliminate them very quickly. I thought I'm going to probably have to go through hundreds of girls to find the right girl. I'm gonna probably have to do a, date hundreds and hundreds of girls before I find the right girl. And I thought, well, I know how I can eliminate most of them just from, a 1 minute conversation. I could eliminate probably 90% of them. And the other 10% I could probably eliminate on the first date or sooner or whatever. And then that 0.0001% that I was looking for, well, God didn't, before I even got to do the first date and that little plan, the Lord sent me the woman I was going to marry in an accidental meeting. But in any case, I really want to be married and I got a wife, okay? But I was 19 at the time. I mean, 20 when I met her. So, I was kind of young and foolish, right? I know these things, but this is good advice in any state. If I had had maybe a better situation with church and so on and so forth, maybe with people who would look after my soul more, with greater wisdom, someone could have encouraged me this way. Because I didn't find a wife by seeking for one. Truly, though I was going to seek for one, and I wanted to seek for one, I didn't, first time I met her, I didn't realize that this was the woman I was going to marry. I had no idea. I didn't even think of her like that because I was in my Bible study at the time. And when I teach the Bible, I don't really have thoughts for other things. I just am focused on what I'm talking about. So at the time, I didn't think of her like, oh, this is a potential wife, Didn't think that. It took me weeks to start thinking that. And her continuance in the Word played a big part in that. Anyways, we don't want to be too... We want to be content in whatever state we're called. I think he says that later. Or maybe he already did. But, if you marry, you haven't sinned. And if a virgin... there's no sin in marriage. Okay? Even though, maybe you were trying not to. There will be trouble in the flesh. The word trouble is pressure. But I don't think, pressure, what do you mean? I'm just saying. It means trouble in the sense of, tribulation, And again, like I said, there are troubles that come. This is funny, because I tell these people all the time. People want to be married. I'm like, you want to be married? I'm like, well, by being married, you will experience pain. And trouble that you would never have if you would stay single.